What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Really?
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
He has children.
We had some technical difficulties. Now we're here. However you're receiving us, we appreciate the crapo Tony Roney out of it.
Oh, yes.
And we are going to be here for the next couple of hours. All kinds of shit to talk about.
Ooh.
Possibly some mockery of deplorables.
Stop it.
They're a little butthurt right now.
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's wrong?
More so than usual.
What's wrong with their little snowflake assholes? Little snowflakes.
Well, it's all
snowflakes.
It's all Don Lemon's fault.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is. It's the only one Trump called out.
Right.
The one who didn't say anything.
Yes.
He just sat there and laughed.
But Don Lemon is...
Well, he was also the only African-American on the panel. I don't
know
if
black,
one could draw anything from that.
Well, you might say that our president is a flaming racist.
I like the North Korean peace deal. But God, you libtards are dumb. You think as the big tech giants let you promote yourselves that means you're the leaders? I know I'm swimming upstream here.
Oh, my God.
That may have been when he was driving to his custody hearing. There was a lot of footage from that one.
Right. Are you in bed with the tech companies?
I wish.
Is anyone?
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Join us on social media during the show or anytime at Crab Diving on the Twitter machine and Facebook and Instagram, etc. etc.
Please clap.
Thank you, Jeb. Thank you so fucking much.
Low energy, Jeb.
Wow, Jeb, just think. I mean, what if you had campaigned a little harder? Maybe if you discovered that exclamation point a little earlier in your campaign.
Oh, yeah.
It might have been Jeb versus Hillary.
Maybe why throw an umlaut in there?
Oh, Jibs. How would that be?
I have no idea.
Jibs.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines.
Right.
There's the impeachment proceedeth.
Oh, geez.
The
witch hunt?
Well, yeah. Trump's evil flying monkeys, really crack attorney team.
Crack.
Seculo Bondi.
Right.
I keep seeing shit all over the social media of people rightfully reminding everyone of just the corruption oozing out of every one of Pam Bondi's pores.
Well, it's amazing, Pat.
And some of it is Trumpian.
Right, right.
Someone tweeted a timeline of that whole event where New York and New Jersey, a couple attorneys general are getting together to investigate Trump University.
Right.
And because there's a whole bunch of Trump universities there were in Florida, of course.
Right.
Gosh, I wonder why. asked Pam Bondi, hey, jump in. This is corrupt as fuck. This is bullshit. This is a scam.
Pam Bondi.
Huh?
They asked Pam Bondi to jump in.
Who is
the
attorney general
right.
of our sovereign state from
yes.
whence we spew here.
Oh, God, we live in Florida, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
And she was like, oh, let me look into it. I'm going to start a preliminary investigation or something. Hey, whatever the fuck.
Right.
But then she went to Mar-a-Lago.
Okay.
Had a little soiree.
Right, right.
Don and Melania each donated $500 to her campaign, and then the Trump organization donated.
Yes.
It was probably the Trump Foundation. It was probably Cancer Kid money.
Right.
Donated it to Pam, the super PAC for the Floridia Republicans and stuff. And then, like, just right after that, Pam Bondi announced, yeah, you know, I don't see anything here. We're going to bail on that. Bail on that investigation.
Oh, there's nothing here.
Yawn, stretch. No, nothing here.
Wow. Now, what about that donation?
Settled for $25 million.
With Pam Bondi's help.
No, she wasn't his lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
But that's how that case ended up.
Oh, yeah, yes, yes.
The Trump Foundation. And those were not even the criminal charges, I don't know, were pursued. Or they're still looking into that shit. In fact, they are.
Who fucking knows? I mean,
right.
There's no room on the page for those kind of boring headlines right now, which is kind of mind blowing, you know? I mean, imagine if Obama,
he did commit the original sin.
Oh, yes. You're right. Michelle should have always worn sleeves.
Right.
Jeez.
Got rid of that bulge.
Absolutely. God.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Defeat.
The Trump team dismisses Bolton's. They're like, oh, no, there's nothing to see here.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing to see here.
But at one point, he was the national security advisor.
Well, allegedly in his book, he says, Trump told me, I'm totally holding up that aid to Ukraine until they look into the Bidens for me.
Wow.
Where Trump's been saying no quid pro quo, no quid pro quo. You notice he has he been spewing that one the past couple of days? I don't know. Now the new one is, well, even if he did it, it's not impeachable.
Right. Yeah. Then what is it then?
Which is where we knew they would end up.
But
it was predicted a long time ago. The ultimate defense is going to be fuck you. So what?
But what should disturb the Republicans and anybody is that they're fucking with Ukraine. And Ukraine, is it Russia? Is it war with Russia? And what if Russia takes Ukraine?
But they want to get reelected so they
but can that's bad.
So they can get higher paying board jobs, ironically. Jobs on these corporate boards after they leave.
When will it
just
matter?
Just rake in the money, the consulting money.
Yeah, and you know, the problem is these rich fuckers don't give a shit. You're right. They don't fucking care.
They don't care.
They don't give a shit. Well, what about the stability of the planet? You know that if, don't you think it would affect the stability of the planet on which we live if Russia took over the Ukraine? Do you think? So don't you have an interest in not...
Especially Eastern Europe.
Right. I mean, we have an interest in not having that happen.
We do.
So, what's everybody's fucking problem? God.
Wasn't there talk of trying to woo Ukraine into NATO at one point?
Which would have driven Uncle Nipples
crazy.
Right.
Jay Sekulow, one of Trump's top-notch attorneys.
Oh, yeah. Isn't he like a big Jesus guy or some bullshit
Well, in fact, I think we tweeted last week or something to remind everyone that Trump's lawyer, Jay Sekulow, is still involved in the entire family being investigated for, guess what, taking money from their charity for personal use.
Oh, shit. Damn. God.
So, of course, he's Trump's attorney.
You motherfuckers.
And Ken Starr.
I mean, we're talking about charities, man. We're talking about... Wait. But let's be fair. Let's talk about some of the criminal activity we found going with the Clinton Foundation. Now, there was lots of bad stuff there, right?
With?
The Clinton Foundation. Corrupt. Perhaps you've heard of it.
Oh, I have.
Where are the charges?
Well, it has the name Clinton on it, so obviously it's killed people.
But let's compare the Trump Foundation with the Clinton Foundation.
Well, right. You could go online to see the Clinton Foundation books, literally.
Right.
Because they knew.
Yes. But
the people like Hannity would be squealing, look at them making gazillions of dollars. No, you know what they are making gazillions of dollars on? Going out and speaking, which I agree is ridiculous.
Right. That's insane.
But if somebody tells me, yeah, can you talk for an hour and we'll give you 200 grand? I got to say, I might say, well, okay, if you must.
Oh, I would love that. But, well, you need that.
So I don't. They went after Reagan when he get $1 million a speech, by the way, when he left.
How long do you do for 200 grand?
I think it's like an hour.
An hour. You'll take 200?
I'll take a lot less. I'm trying for an hour. Are you kidding me?
Would you take 10 but, grand?
Huh?
10 grand. 10 grand.
Is there beer?
Yeah, no. You do no? not get it. You do not okay, get a drink then. Ticket. You don't get a fucking drink ticket. I'm sorry. No drink ticket.
The President Trump's defense team argued today that former National Security Advisor John Bolton's bombshell book manuscript should be kept out of the impeachment trial. Anything that is in there from a firsthand witness. We shouldn't have anything to, that shouldn't be in here.
I'm trying to figure out, like, how are the Republicans, the senators, plugged into Donald Trump? Like, do they know everything that has went on in the White House? Or do they not know?
No,
or do
I don't
they
think
know what
so.
We know?
Well, you know what? Some of them were saying that, frankly, some of these senators are hearing some of this evidence maybe for the first time, because all they do is spend time when they're not sucking corporate dick or doing some senatorly shit.
Right.
They're watching Fox News.
Oh, God.
So they're in as much of a conservative bubble as everybody else. You don't think Mike Lee is going to tune into MSNBC and see what Rachel's got on?
Does it bother anyone? Does it bother anyone? You take the party shit out of it. Mainly it's the Republicans. I mean, there's some real dumbasses in our government. Some real
get out.
I know. But think about it. Just think about some of the fucking supreme level of stupidity.
Rick Perry. Well, he's slithered away now. Ben Carson, who's a savant. He can slice open a brain brilliantly, God damn it.
Jeez, that guy sucks. He fucking sucks.
Betsy DeVos.
Can they bring back the, hey, Ben, can you bring back that part of your act where you go to Congress and then they question you about your job and you don't know anything? Because is compelling as fuck,
wait
till
the next time they're in. He has to testify. It's a regular thing.
He didn't know
cabinet
anything.
Secretaries have to let the Congress know what's going down.
And once Congress sees that Ben Carson knows dick about what he's running, shouldn't Congress have to impeach the guy or bring some articles? I mean, God, the guy didn't know anything. I mean, that's an important department, isn't it? HUD?
Well, yeah. He's black though, so urban.
Which we really believe
is undoubtedly the thought process that went into.
Is that based on any evidence that's why Trump picked Ben Carson?
No, but he probably knew the story. Ben Carson, you know, his Ben Carson's mom being on aid in public housing, and then Ben Carson making his way up from there.
Right. Right.
And then, ironically, wanting to destroy public housing and public assistance.
Yes.
Which is very interesting.
Just a side note, I just got a text, and I'm trying to schedule, not that anybody gives a fuck, eyebrow shaping.
Oh, thanks. Session. I appreciate it. I'm getting a little bushy over here. Oh.
My boss.
Takes about 15 minutes. I didn't know that. They just let me know. I was like, how long does that take? 15 minutes.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Good.
In the pubic topiary?
No.
Get off my lawn.
Boy, Clint Eastwood probably needs some eyebrow shaping. He's probably like, make them in the shape of swastikas. Nine!
Clint must not be doing well. We haven't seen him of late.
What is, I mean, yeah. When's he going to bring that part of his act where he talks to a chair about how conservatives are great? Something like that.
Although he did direct that movie. What am I saying?
What movie?
There was a movie out recently that he directed.
Was it good?
Probably. He's a really good director.
I love his fucking
politics,
movies, man.
Suck dick, but he's a good director. And, you know, I mean, he's an asshole, but he's not. He's not like Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Level asshole. We don't have any tapes of him saying the N-word or demeaning Jews. Who? Clint Eastwood?
Actor, cowboy actor?
I think of a certain... Well, I mean...
Is he better than James...
the only reason... but the
John Wayne. Is he better than John Wayne?
It was those spaghetti westerns where he got his...
Yeah.
His... Big fame.
Right. Would you say he's better than John Wayne as an actor?
Oh. Well, I might have to give that to Mr.
Man,
Eastwood.
I showed some people some clips on YouTube of fucking John Wayne playing Genghis Khan again. You know, people
don't believe you when you say it, right?
They forgot that shit happened. You fucking forgot. It's crazy as shit. John Wayne played Genghis Khan, motherfuckers.
Prepare the archers and get the horses ready.
A whole studio made it happen. And then they did the movie. They shot this dumb fucking horrible piece of shit movie with John Wayne running around with a fucking, I don't know.
Oh, you know, they all thought they were Oscars.
No.
Not the crew. But but John Wayne thought, this is my moment.
Nobody said.
This was going to cement me as a brilliant actor.
Nobody said in that board meeting or like, I don't know how the studio meeting, no assistant VP or anybody was like, listen, this is crazy. We're having John Wayne play an Asian guy. He's not even like.
America, man. God bless America.
Yeah. It's colorblind casting. It should be blind casting.
Trump's attorneys are contending that even if the accounts from this unpublished manuscript from John Bolton,
yes,
basically confirming the main charge against Trump,
right?
Trump's attorneys are like, if it's true, it would not merit removal of the president during get this during an election year. So they're pulling that.
Oh my!
Well, there's an election coming.
Why
would we remove a president with an election coming? Let the people speak. Let the people speak.
The problem with our country is that the Republicans are in charge, and so they don't have the nads or whatever you know, to say, we need to find out what Russia is doing in our government. We need to figure out what's going on in this White House because it's cuckoo, and we're in danger. But they're not like that. They're dickheads.
Jay Sekulow said, you can't impeach the president on an unsourced allegation.
God.
He says the manuscript is then therefore inadmissible.
An unsourced allegation from your former NSA.
Bolton's the source.
Right. Yeah.
He's the source.
But are they attacking the credibility of Bolton? Is that what they're trying to do?
Oh, well, Oliver, there's a couple stories about how over on Faux News, the long knives are out for Bolton.
But how do they do that? Because Trump picked him to be NSA not too long ago, right? I mean, how long did he serve as national security advisor? It's not like you could say a few months ago, Bolton's the best thing since sliced bread. And now you just can't say Bolton's a gigantic, uncredible piece of shit. How do you say that?
Well, listen, I mean,
oh, God,
pay attention to what the Republicans
That's
are
true.
Saying, what's happening on Fox News right now.
And Trump doesn't give a fuck.
One headline, some right winger said Bolton's a tool of the left.
I got your tool, dickhead.
A tool of the left.
Here's your tool. A tool of the left.
Yes. John Bolton?
Oh, I'll bet I know what this means.
But John Bolton, that's like that bullshit that the FBI is a bunch of fucking basket-weaving hippies. They're cops. This is John Bolton. None of these people are progressive. That's crazy. That's insane.
New Quinnipiac poll.
Quinnipiac.
It's gone up. 75% of Americans now want to hear from witnesses during the impeachment trial.
Well, fucking of fucking course.
Which means a lot because of Susan Collins and your Cory Gardners and some of these other assholes who are up for re-election in the upcoming election.
The nutty thing about this is, why wouldn't you just, out of curiosity, purely out of curiosity, let's say you don't really believe the direction the case is going. Let's say you don't think it's credible. Would you want to hear at least from some of the fucking witnesses or something? I mean,
not if you're kind of a Trump jagaloon.
A Trump jagaloon. Yeah. But wouldn't you want to know? I mean, wouldn't you want to hear what John Bolton has to say? Wouldn't you value John Bolton's words? Wouldn't you want to know? I mean, he was there, right?
Well, of course.
So, like, fuck. Are we going to get to hear the fucking witnesses?
Oh, wait, I'm a Republican?
Yeah.
Am I in a blue state or a purple state or, like, in Alabama?
You know, listen, I want to say this. Listen, Mittens. Listen here, Mittens.
Why, yes.
It's hard to figure out what you give a fuck about. We know, based on evidence, that you don't give a fuck about most fucking people. So it's hard for me to think.
Well, 47% or something like that.
That's nearly most.
Only 47%, Ryan.
I don't give a fuck about 47% of the country. Fuck you!
Bolton's book alleges Trump tied the release of congressionally approved Ukraine aid to the Ukrainian government's opening investigations into former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter.
God, imagine you're John Bolton. You're like, shit, man, I'm going to be, he probably planned this out. I'm going to be national security advisor for how long? A fortnight?
Was it a year or something?
Oh, was it a year?
I thought it was a while.
A while. And then, you know, it'll be whatever. And then I'm going to get a book deal out of it. And then, you know, I'm going to kill it. That's probably exactly what he planned, right?
Well, brilliant. Evil.
Yeah, totally evil. It's like instead of, you know what's fucked up, John, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Spotify, Stitcher, and the podcasting app, John. You know what, John, if I want to enjoy a fucked up story about my government, I might read some fiction by Tom fucking Clancy. Not, I mean, you know, old Tom Clancy, but he's dead. You know, instead of making my own Tom Clancy novel. It's like he made his own Tom Clancy novel. You fuck.
Defecation or urination for the purpose of sexual stimulation of the viewer.
Of the viewer!
Of
the viewer.
So get this. Seculo, well, this, I mean, these are real credible sources. Seculo quoted statements from Trump.
Okay.
Vice President Mike Pence.
Oh, yeah!
And the Department of Justice to push back against Bolton's recollection about the whole. Why didn't they ask Hannity?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Lou Dobbs.
Yes. Ask Lou.
Who uses Trump jizz to anchor his dentures.
No, is that, I heard it works great, right? That's a lot of hold.
I can eat apples.
Oh, you know, all these fuckers used to hang out on Epstein Island and molest people. Fuck these guys. Fuck them all. Creepos.
He also repeated the argument from Harvard law professor, fellow defense team member Alan Dershowitz, who defended OJ. Just reminding y'all. And Klaus von Bülow poisoned his wife.
Oh, shit. Hey, did you read Brooke Reed's post about
about Dershowitz?
Yeah, what he said.
No.
Oh, I'm going to look it up and find it real quick. Really
a frequent flyer on the Lolita Express who also got a massage and I believe claimed it was okay because I didn't take my underwear off.
Wait, and I know who you're talking about. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
No, that's Dershowitz.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm making a joke about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I know.
That's what that one right-wing nut job said. That pretty soon we're going to find out Ruth Bader Ginsburg was at the down on Lolita Island.
Oh, my God.
With 0.0 evidence, by the way. Yeah.
He's just saying it.
Mitt Romney said yesterday, I'd like to hear from John Bolton. That would be my preference.
Oh, would it, Mittens? Would it? Good. Good, fuckhead.
The president's team has argued against calling witnesses, while Democrats have insisted that Bolton and other people with direct knowledge of the president's actions should testify.
What the fuck? Why would they?
Well, they're lying sacks of hyena shit. They're liars. They're just trying to throw the process and make up a new process.
Oh, yeah. They don't give a fuck.
That evidently every single piece of evidence is supposed to be presented to the Senate ahead of time.
Yes.
And the door slams shut once the Senate starts looking at stuff and nothing new could be considered. And anyway, they have, which is bullshit. The House is the grand jury.
Yes.
The House doesn't have to get both sides.
Right.
The House needs to get one side and decide if it's enough.
Yes.
To charge him with. And they got fucking plenty.
Yes, they
and
did.
And he admitted it himself several times.
I mean, at some point.
And now there's more corroboration. And with his obstruction, slowly those walls are starting to fall down a little bit. And now Bolton has said, I'll go in if they call me.
It's like there was this movie, a horror movie I saw. And I hate that I watched it because it really did give me nightmares. I know I sound like a lunatic. I don't care. That movie, the horror movie about Charles Manson.
Gigli?
Gigli? With Ben Affleck and, what? Oh, no, wait. Who was in that?
No, that was Ben Affleck and J-Lo, wasn't it?
They were in that together?
If you talk to their agents, they may.
You know what? Why can't we find the clip where the people on some fucking horrible morning show or say, like, and tomorrow is the anniversary of 9/11, and they're like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and this person breaks. Sorry, we have breaking news, and I'm so sorry to break in. I mean, I just wanted to let you know that J-Lo and Ben Affleck have announced that they're divorcing.
That's right, I remember that. Yeah.
I can't find that anywhere,
breaking
though.
News.
I've been looking for that. If anybody can find that, send it to Crab Diving. I want to hear that shit.
America's new transvestite army.
Shut up, dickhead. Your name was in the news today, you fuck. I forget. No, not you. Rick Wiles.
Some Republicans are suggesting senators should be able to read the book manuscript in a secure room.
What?
Now, Senator Lindsey Graham says, looking at the manuscript makes sense to me.
Of a book?
Lisa Murkowski from Alaska. Said viewing the manuscript might be helpful. But Senator Chris Murphy, I really like Chris Murphy, Democrat from Connecticut, called the idea of merely reading the transcript and not having Bolton in, quote, total bullshit.
Oh, yes. Chris Murphy.
You have to be able to put John Bolton under oath and question him. And they are so scared of his testimony because they know it will blow a giant hole in the president's case.
Why not have him testify? If you truly believe he has nothing to add.
Well, we all know.
Have the motherfucker in and talk anyway.
Well, Trump said, I have no doubt that he would exonerate me, but national security.
Listen, my point was with that horror movie comparison was that we get it. Trump is corrupt. Everyone knows he's corrupt. We all know he's a fascist. Right. We all know that he is a bad actor. So let's just all drop this bullshit. Quit it, Republicans. Just stop pretending like you're trying to do the right thing. Just stop it. We get it. Right?
Yeah.
We understand. There's an axe murderer in the backyard. There's no denying it. It's not a noise. It's not a dog. It's an axe murderer. We can see the axe murderer.
75% of people to 20 say that witnesses should be allowed to testify. according to the Quinnipiac
poll. But it's a trial, right? It's a trial. Is it a trial?
Yes.
Okay, what I know from Law and Order, dickbags, in trials you get witnesses. You because you want to talk to people involved in the case and find out what happened.
95% of Democrats. Bad news for Trump. 75% of independents.
Oh, shit. Only 75%.
And also not great news for Trump. 49% of Republicans.
Oh, wow. 49% of Republicans. What about the other
51?
50, fuck off. What about you dickbags? What about you fucking losers? Dumbasses. Can't do any math. Fuck you. They don't want to know.
On the question of whether Trump should be removed from office, still divided. 48% say the Senate should get his flabby orange ass out of there.
Oh, yes.
47 say they should not.
Right. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's a trial. And in a trial, you get witnesses. And you also get evidence. And then you weigh the evidence and the witnesses. Right. What's the other... What is the other element of a trial that I'm missing? What am I missing? You have witnesses. You have your evidence.
You have a surprise twist.
Yeah, right. Which is, what is that?
It's, I mean, whatever. Ones we always see on TV always right. Have something exciting. Because trials think? Are boring.
What do you think the surprise twist is going to be? I have a thought.
I hope Louis Gohmert will testify.
Oh, okay.
So that's what's very disappointing is they didn't allow any of those house lunatics to be managers. Yes. Because they Louis wanted Gohmert? To. Well, Jim Jordan. Seriously. They,
Louis Gohmert, could you imagine?
The House wanted Jim Jordan to go speak on the floor of the Senate. And even the fucking reptiles of the GOP Senate were like, ooh, maybe not. Yeah, no, you know what?
Doesn't that tell you guys anything? Doesn't that tell him anything? Jim... They don't respect you. I mean,
no,
I
they
don't
think
either.
He's insane.
You are, and Jim, you are insane. You were a doctor tasked with looking after the health of a wrestling
Ooh,
team.
No. He was a coach.
Oh, right. God, I'm sorry.
The doctor was Dr. Diddler.
Listen, I want to apologize. We do a show 5 days a week, and a large part of our show is about covering GOP pervs and priests that rape and molest children, and there's just so many details to keep straight. You know what I mean? It really does.
That we're preoccupied with all the Republican diddlery going on.
So much of it. You're right. So wait, he was a coach and his doctor, the
assistant
doctor.
Coach, yeah.
He was an assistant coach and the doctor who was in charge of taking care of the team was in fact diddling and all kinds
notorious,
of
notorious, like hundreds yeah. of cases now of both sexes.
And jacking off in front of officials.
A the most recent story was a guy that was a referee of some sort.
Right. Well, a lucky referee.
Is that what wrestlers have? Umpires, referees?
You know, I have no fucking idea.
It was for a tournament or something right. like that. It was, you know, some dude who's getting paid to
horrible
watch
sport.
Sweaty kids roll around.
Yeah, just horrible sport. Sorry, guys.
And
sorry.
He allegedly said, you know, it went up to Jim Jordan and some other guy was like,
yeah,
you know, interesting story. I was just showering after the matches, which I don't know. I might go home and shower, but
yeah, you might. You sure as fuck would.
Yeah, otherwise.
In this place.
And he's like, you know, Dr. Diddler. I don't know what the guy's name was. I forget.
The Jacker Offer.
Yeah.
Hey, Jacker Offer.
Over in the shower also masturbating.
Fuck yeah.
And allegedly Jim Jordan and the other guy were like, oh, that's just him. Oh, yeah.
He's launching. Oh, yeah. That's what our doctor did. We have a team doctor who likes to hang out in the shower and just launch every now and then. He's a launcher. Sure.
Yeah.
Dr. Launcher.
Jeez.
And Jim Jordan fired the guy right after he found out about it.
Oh, he went right to the university officials and said,
yes,
there's a creepo diddler in them. Well, the other stories were that
but
some of the
right?
kids that got, that was like, you know, I had I broke my finger, and the doctor keeps checking my prostate and cupping my balls.
No, that's not true. Is that true?
Well, I mean, the it was some kid was like, I should go see the doctor, but ooh, and they were like, ha.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they don't want to go to the doctor.
Like everybody knew that you had a good chance of having your nether regions probed if you went to the team doctor.
Are they lazy? Are they lazy, or did they just don't care? Or they like the idea that they have a diddler doctor, or
why? He must have been connected in some way, or
how connected?
I don't know. He got away with it with hundreds of kids, hundreds of people.
How does it? He's a teen. I don't know. But hey, Jim Jordan is now writing laws, so that's good, right?
So these percentage who think that Trump should not be removed.
Yes.
From office.
Right.
47%. Okay. Of that group, 77% say Trump did nothing wrong.
Wow. 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 Boy, I tell you what, when you get to the end of this study, it's really not a lot of,
And 14% say he did something wrong. So that means that a really small percentage of these people are like, yeah, he did it. We don't care. He shouldn't be removed. So, the larger percentage are so deluded, they think he literally did nothing wrong. Nothing wrong.
But of the percentage that wants to hear witnesses,
right?
15% or whatever of those people believe he did something wrong. What is the percentage?
More than half of the voters... Okay, wait. 75 to 20 want witnesses.
Okay.
48% say they should remove. 47 say no. 77% of those who don't want him removed say he didn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
14% of those people say he did something wrong.
God damn. That last...
So they're saying he did something wrong, but he shouldn't be removed.
14% say that.
14% of 47%.
Right. Yes.
Which is a smaller percentage, which is what I'm saying, is this argument of we don't give a shit. I know he did something wrong. I don't care. Doesn't seem to be what the waddlers are thinking. They're thinking... They're so deluded,
right?
And so into the cult that they seem to think he just did nothing wrong.
God, that's insane, though. Why? How can you? There's just nothing that says innocent about Donald Trump. I am sorry.
More than half of voters, both sides, 53-40, say Trump is not telling the truth about his actions involving Ukraine.
Well, fuck. Then what do you think then? What do you think is going on?
Sharp divides along party lines. 89% Republicans say he's telling the truth. 92% of Democrats say he's not telling the truth.
Okay.
56% of independents say he is not telling the truth.
Damn!
Only one third of independents say he is.
Jeez.
That's not good for him.
Right. The independents are like they love guns. They love the fuck out of their fucking guns. What else do they like? What are independents? They like gay people.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. The social.
Yes.
Socially progressive, but they say fiscally
right.
Conservative, which is bullshit, which means I hate poor people.
They want to live in a world like Afghanistan, but with progressives, you know? Is that what they want?
Like Somalia with progressives.
You know, I haven't been to Somalia, but I did see that Michael Bay movie with the helicopters and
Black Hawk Down.
Yes.
Yeah.
And It'd be
a heightened indication of life there, but
yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of poverty there and I don't know that we want
not a lot of laws though, a lot of freedoms.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of freedom.
I mean, you know, as long as you don't get shot or something like that. mean, I don't know that we want to, we don't want Somalia. We don't want to be like Somalia, right?
I would prefer not to. Okay. Yeah, I think we'd rather not.
But libertarians are fine with it. Well, you they'll shoot say, it out they'll at the say end no, or but, whatever. They think the government doesn't need to do anything.
54% believe Trump abused his power.
Oh, yeah.
Regarding his actions. 42% say he did not.
God, are you on LSD, guys?
52% think he obstructed Congress. 42% think he did not.
So that means you think he helped Congress with this hearing, that he was helpful and cooperative? I mean, that must be, if they think he didn't obstruct Congress, did they see him as cooperative in this quote-unquote witch hunt?
Or he didn't deserve to. They didn't deserve the You're dignity right. of his participation. So
Damn.
They didn't even acknowledge the proceedings.
I am an idiot. I understand.
It says that 57% are paying a lot of attention to what's going on.
Well, congratulations, y'all. Good job. Good fucking job! But to the 43%, you know, what are they doing? They're not paying attention. What are they doing?
Trump, meanwhile, according to this poll, matches his highest job approval rating. At 43%, voters approve the job he's doing. 52% disapprove. Republicans, 94%.
Oh, shut the fuck
to
up.
4% approve of his job, while Democrats, 95% to 3.
What, wait, I mean, we're fucked. There's no compromise there. There's no middle ground.
Independents, 53 to 38.
Oh, God.
Disapprove of Trump.
53% disapprove.
Yes. He only has a 38% approval rating.
So that's helpful.
That's not good for him.
Yeah. But that's good for the side of you know, reason, right? I mean.
Well, and we just need the Democrats to be fired up and get out.
We don't need to reach out to these idiot fuckfaces.
Which is why we need, you know, one of these Hopi Changey candidates and not, I think, a middle of the road. I think we need an Elizabeth Warren. I think we need a Bernie. I think we need a somebody big ideas.
I want, you know what I think we need? I think we need progressive Macbeth. We need progressive Macbeth, man. this is we're in a war. We're in a battle. We need Hopi Changey Macbeth.
Who's Macduff?
I don't know, some creep. well, wait, Macbeth is the good guy here. So that's a nod, you know.
Voters, 53%. Voters don't think senators on either side are open-minded.
Yes.
Only 16% of the people think that Senate Republicans are open-minded about the process.
Why would you think they're open-minded? They've actually...
Well, they don't. Only 16%.
These people that do, you must be stupid as shit. You must be so dumb. How can you be so dumb? They said they're not. Will you be a unbiased juror or whatever, impartial?
Right, right.
One of those fuckheads said, no, of course not. Who was that? That was Mitch. That was Moscow Mitch.
He still took that oath, though.
Wow, so he must be fucking lying. Cocaine Mitch is lying.
Democratic primary poll.
Ooh.
Quinnipiac.
Oh, good.
Former Vice President Joe Biden holds a modest lead in the Democratic primary. 26% of the vote among Democrats and independents who lean Democratic, while Bernie gets 21, so a 5-point difference there.
Yes.
Elizabeth Warren, 15%. Fourth place is Mayor Pete. No, I saw Mayor Bloomberg. Bloomberg's in fourth place, 8%.
Damn.
Amy Klobuchar up to 7, now surpassing Mayor Pete, who's down to 6.
Right.
Mayor Pete doesn't seem to be...
How the fuck is Bloomberg fourth?
Doing well. Because he's spending $100 gazillion on ads running everywhere.
I've seen ads in this area. Have you seen ads?
I've seen ads, yeah.
Does he think he's going to win, like, an area in Pensacola?
Klobuchar, 7%. South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, 6%.
Yes.
Andrew Yang, 3%. No other candidates over 2%. Sorry, okay. Tulsi fans.
Jeez. Sorry, Tulsi. Who would those be? What are her fans called?
They're out there. Assholes.
Yes. Now, what do you find appealing about her?
But there's a lot of room for movement, they say. 55% of Democrats and independents leaning that way say they might change their mind. Before the primary, 43% say they're pretty decided.
Okay. Okay. I mean, is impeachment helping? Moving the dial toward the side of good away from the side of Satan? Or?
What'll be interesting is these primary states where you start seeing turnout. And if we're starting to see a large, crazy amount of Democratic turnout for the Democratic primaries, then the Republicans should start shitting themselves.
Are we going to be okay?
Because it's going to be a blue wave again.
Are we going to be okay?
Well, more of us are going to vote against Republicans, but that's not... There's other forces at work. They're going to be cheating and lying and suing and screaming and
at Vile Experience. Are frauding. We going to be okay? Can you promise that?
No.
Yeah. We should be very nervous.
I can't. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, little Billy. I can't. Are we going to be okay? No.
You're saying we're not going to be okay. Billy. We're not going to be okay. We're not going to be okay.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm always hopeful, but there's a percentage chance that all the shenaniganry will work.
Right, right.
We don't know what they're doing, how they're cheating. Well, I mean, a lot of their tactics before.
Yes.
Now the light is shining on. Like, usually on anything that happens on Twitter now, everybody's like, it's right. a bot. The bots are on it, et cetera, et cetera.
It's bullshit. You just want to sow discord. You want to fuck up the election so shitbag gets elected.
So it's really, I think both sides are entrenched. It's just a matter of numbers, and the non-Republicans are fired the fuck up.
Right.
Fired up.
Yes.
Like they were. Think about this. The blue wave was pretty significant in 2018. That was not a presidential year.
Right.
Imagine the name Donald Trump on the ballot.
Well, yes.
And how that is going to get the anti-Trump people out. Because his base has not grown.
Yes.
He hasn't expanded the Trumpian coalition at all. Right. In fact, it's shrunk a little bit. He's losing women and losing suburban women.
Yes. I want to address the people that are going to vote against Trump that didn't before, that are changing their minds or just didn't feel like it. I just want to say, did you think the liberals were wrong when they were saying like he sucks and, you know, he's going to be incredibly bad? Did you think Ivanka was going to make him like socially liberal or something? Did you not think some lunatic like Paula White would be in the White House?
They were told that.
By whom?
By Republicans who wanted Trump. Oh, don't worry. He'll be presidential. He's just going for the primary. He'll pivot more to the middle.
I just want to thank you for changing sides, but Jesus
fucking
Christ,
and from the first moment,
wackos.
He was like, fuck you, to everybody else in the country, except the horrific base that voted for him.
Yes.
He didn't do what most presidents pretend to do, at least.
Yes.
He just tried to remember that there is another 40 to 50% of the country that doesn't like you. He didn't vote for you.
And he's a fascist.
But he didn't do that. He, from the first moment, has done nothing but tap dance and cater to his deplorable base.
And he went after minorities?
Sure.
He went after gay people? Well,
That's tap dancing for the...
Absolutely.
For the horrible base.
After trans people? What do you think about that, dickheads that voted for Trump? You fucks.
A lot of them like it.
How could you like that?
Because they're horrible people.
God, you're just gross. You're gross, horrible assholes. Fuck you.
7.7 earthquake.
Oh, shit.
in the ocean.
Because gay people were fucking, right.
South of Cuba. Maybe there was a boat.
Yes.
And there was some homosexuality going on in the sea south of Cuba.
Sodomy calls this quake.
Triggering, it's a sodomy tsunami. Triggering warnings of, quote, hazardous tsunami waves up to a meter high.
Oh, shit.
For Cuba, Jamaica, west to Mexico, and
what
central.
What is a meter? A meter is three-ish
feet. Three-ish feet. Okay. A little bit more.
So one of them. So we just can't say 3 feet high. We're assimilating.
Well, it's international news. Right. So the rest of the world.
Yes.
Is on the metric system.
Sign of the beast.
It's just us and the Brits.
Yeah. Hello.
The epicenter of the quake was somewhere between Jamaica, the Cayman Islands. Oh, I hope all that electronic money is safe.
Oh, yes.
Hidden in the Caymans.
Well, I think it will be, right? I
mean, and Cuba. Shallow depth. Ooh. 6.2 miles.
Oh my God.
That's a big fucking earthquake.
Wait. It was 6.2 miles
deep.
Underground.
Yeah.
Oh God, that's so hard. I was thinking about, how horrible it would be to be that far underwater. Oh my God. That's just nightmarish.
The quake was felt in several provinces across Cuba.
So many sharks.
So there you go.
God. Did you get, you can't.
And I guess they felt it in Miami and they actually evacuated a couple buildings because people were like, the building's shaking and nobody knew what the fuck was going on.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. Are those buildings, they're built to withstand big earthquakes, right?
In Miami?
Yes.
I mean, I would assume they're built to withstand like hurricanes and shit, but do they get a lot of earthquakes in Miami?
Yeah. I mean, if you're in a building and it's shaking and it's coming down, it's like, does it matter what city you're in?
Oh, yeah. That's there you go. That's the headline over at the Drudge Report. 7.7.
Damn.
Quake in the Caribbean.
That's a big one.
Or Caribbean, however you like saying it.
Caribbean.
That's what I say.
But
others say Caribbean.
I might say Pirates of the Caribbean. Pirates of the Caribbean sounds stupid.
We've got
Pirates of the Caribbean, right?
Oh, it says there's a headline over one of the sub-headlines over the Drudge.
Sub.
McConnell doesn't have the votes to block witnesses.
Damn! Oh, shit, Mitch! Well, that was your job, wasn't it, dickhead? Well, you fucked up. Mitch fucked up. Mitch gonna get fired. Do you think Mitch is gonna get fired now?
Katie Price. Vote for Katie Price.
Shit, man.
That would be...
Now, Kentucky.
Is it Katie Price?
I don't know.
Or am I thinking of, I know there's a...
Hey, Siri, who is running against Mitch McConnell for the Senate in Kentucky? Amy McGrath.
Amy McGrath. Katie McGrath. Pierce, I think I'm thinking of the representative. I'm getting my names messed up. This is definitely not who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
I typed Katie Price into Google and it's a
Katy Perry.
It's a large breasted internet personality.
Oh, okay. Well,
singer and author.
Right.
Not that there's anything wrong with
No, not at all.
Large breasts. Right. Just
what did she write?
Seems to be displaying them a lot. What?
What did she write? I've never heard of this person.
She's British.
Hello. What'd you write, Katie?
A lot of stories from the Daily Mail and the Mirror. So the Tabs lover.
Oh, cool.
Over there.
Okay.
Some British presenter and celeb. Right. That's the Quinnipiac poll and all that shit. And the Drudge Report headline.
Oh, shit.
Very exciting.
Yes.
We've got, there's a hate rally tonight.
No. Where is this?
New Jersey. Oh, Wildwood, God. New Jersey.
But they've had an extended hate rally in New Jersey. I thought I saw pictures from one of these.
This morning, people are fucking lining up in the horrific cold to see this asshole. It's a fucking cult, man.
Our culture in this country is caca. We have caca culture. It's so depressing.
Here's And one of the reporters from Right Wing Watch,
yes,
tweeted, "I was just handed a flyer for the white supremacist group Patriot Front by a young man outside the Trump rally in Wildwood, New Jersey."
Just passing out flyers out in the open?
Yeah.
A child. Oh, how depressing.
Oh, and how interesting this is.
Yes.
The white supremacist group Patriot Front, their little flyer says no more foreign wars. Doesn't that sound interesting and familiar?
Yeah, it
very Trumpian,
right? Patriot Front 9. That sounds so stupid. I'm a Patriot Front motherfucker. Is that a neo-Nazi group or some bullshit like that?
Yeah, white supremacist group.
Okay, do they have a union or?
I don't know.
They have a
pension plan.
We demand a safe environment of which to be a racist in.
Better health care.
I need safety goggles provided to me and earplugs if I am burning a cross.
I want paternal leave.
How many weeks of paternity leave do you get in the Klan? How many?
Brave Jared Holt is from Right Wing Watch is at the event.
Oh God, he's the worst people on the fucking planet. I've seen these rallies. The poor press, they're in a pen, caged off from these lunatics. The lunatics are spitting and carrying on and yelling.
Oh, the opening acts, I guess, started about a half hour ago. He said thousands are still lined up for security outside.
What are the opening acts? Who's, is it the Eurythmics or who is it?
John Lovett. He's a cartoonist. He's a political cartoonist.
I don't know who the fuck
tweeted,
that is.
Man, everyone in Wildwood feels like they're hiding from the cops.
Are they scared?
Because Trump is in town and all the Trumpansies are out.
God, imagine you have kids and you're like, listen. You got to stay in tonight. These fucking lunatics. You're like, no, I'm going to go out. No. You don't understand. There's a bunch of crazy. I mean, these we know who these Republicans are.
Sure.
From doing this show. You don't want to gag.
You know, it's going to be all the same hits. He's going to point at the mainstream media.
Dude, we've done stories about how when Trump rallies come to town, crime goes up.
Yeah. Hate crime.
Hate, not just any crime, Pat.
Right.
Hate crime. Thank you, Donald. God.
Former buddies. We did that already. Former buddies of Bolton are turning on him, of course.
Buddies of Bolton.
Former buddy, Bolton buddies.
Buddies of Bolton. In a world.
Are turning on him as they
fight
to maintain their grasp on a Trumpian ball hair.
I thought you were going to say erection. But it's...
Maintain their erection?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, they got great health care. They can
get
those blue pills all day long.
Boy, what a nightmare, boy. Jeez. There's nothing more terrifying than John Bolton all hopped up on Viagra.
Gross.
Yeah. Read my book.
Oh, this Right Wing Watch has a Glenn Beck clip.
Okay.
That's a good...
Shit.
Glenn Beck clip.
What's that dickhead up to? Is he in a sweater?
Well, Right Wing Watch says, just a reminder that Glenn Beck did not, in fact, change one bit. So this must be bad shit.
Must be a good one.
I am so sick and tired.
Oh, his lips poised on the F word. And he must be doing some kind of local dinner theater depiction of Colonel Sanders.
Does he look insane?
White goatee.
What the fuck?
He's looking quite bizarre these days. Man, Glenn.
What the fuck is he going through? He looks insane. God, Glenn.
Well, a failing business is what he's going through.
Just shave, dude. I don't know what you're trying to do with that Colonel Sanders shit on your face.
He looks ridiculous.
You look like
a
wacko.
He?
You really do.
I am so sick and tired of anybody in the press coming to me and saying, do you know what you did to divide this country? Yes. Yes, I admit it. And it's nothing like you did now. It's nothing like you've been doing for the last 3 years. Shut the hell up. Do you know what you're doing to divide this country? Don't ever, ever say that to me again. Okay. Don't ever say that to me again.
Okay.
I am so sick.
There you go.
God, wait, woo. Are you stopping it?
That's it.
There's no more.
That's the only clip I have.
That's a good one.
Man. Shit.
Damn, I mean, he is pissed off. What's wrong with him?
He's crazy.
Is he at a Lexapro?
He's crazy. Yeah.
Don't you ever!
And he's probably broke.
Ever say that to me again. What's wrong, Glenn? Did the Claymation studio thing not work out? Please. You're not rolling in money from that?
Well, no, he had to sell everything, right?
Oh,
all of
yeah.
his...
That's sad.
Even the Blaze got sold.
Right. Why don't we do Claymation? Would it weird you out to see the intern?
Go nuts.
I just need some clay. Have you ever seen, could you imagine Shelby as a clay figure moving in animation? Would that be fucking weird, right?
Like a snake?
Oh, God. I think that, you'd look weird in claymation.
There's a report at the New York Daily News. I'm reading this one.
Fuck you.
Apparently, Rudy... is upsetty pants.
Yes.
That nobody wants to call him in to testify.
Nobody cares.
He told this reporter, Chris Sommerfeld at the New York Daily News, late Monday, Democrats are making him feel like chopped liver only pressing for John Bolton to be called as a witness. Why do they want Bolton if not me?
Oh, my God, you needy little assholes.
He wrote in a text message.
Jesus Christ.
Again, I really should stop wasting my time. He wrote.
These people are children.
In another message, can you imagine getting tweets from Rudy Giuliani in the middle of the night? He said
it was
the witching hour. This guy said, I got texts from Rudy at the witching hour, and I didn't read them until I woke up Tuesday morning.
God, I mean, and he's texting people on accident.
Trump also said, Giuliani also texted, they have indicated in every way possible they're afraid of my physical presence.
What?
They know, I know what they're covering up.
Someone, he's saying that there's someone out there that is intimidated by Rudy because of his physical...
Afraid
of him because of his physicality.
Physical presence.
Jeez, boy, I mean, is this...
I'm afraid of his physical condition.
Does Rudy have a machete or something like that or a
no,
weapon?
I don't know what he
is. Is it just Rudy? I like to fight naked.
But somehow he still insists that records are shielded by some attorney-client privilege. It says he threw some Latin legalese at me to draw a distinction between subpoenas for documents and subpoenas for in-person testimony.
Okay. Well, that must have cleared everything up.
He texted, if they wanted to subpoena me, they would have to serve a subpoena in personem, personem, not a subpoena, ducus tecum.
You got to do it personami. Personem?
Well, both terms, this reporter points out.
Yes.
He says, quote, butchered the spelling of both Latin legal terms.
But it's
legal
true,
terms.
Though. It's true. I've seen movies that you've been served. Everybody knows that you've been served. What if Rudy's out of the country? How do you serve him?
It's in personam, A-M.
Okay.
Rudy said E-M.
Right.
And then ducus tecum.
Yes.
Means...
ducus mecitum.
Is actually ducess tecum.
Oh, okay, elitist.
It's
ducess.
Which means... court summons ordering the human to appear.
Right.
Not a subpoena for documents.
Yes. So, well, wait, that doesn't clear up why Rudy doesn't go. Does it? I mean, if it's a summons for a human to appear, then why doesn't the human just walk his happy ass over to where the fuck they're supposed to appear and do it then?
There you go. And every other lawyer says you need documents to back up or refute testimony of whatever the asshole in front of you is saying. You need documents.
You mean, do you mean evidence? Things like that?
Right, okay. Right. Okay. But Rudy's saying, you don't need these documents. You just call me in.
Yeah.
You call Rudy in and he's going to yell Biden for 4 hours.
And he's going to lie. Isn't he going to bring in the shit from What's-His-Face that?
Oh, he's got a podcast coming where he's going to let us all know about the mountains of evidence of corruption that he found on Joe Biden.
But that's insane, dude. That's there's something about this. It's like, how is this allowed?
It's a cartoon show. The entire Trump administration and era and Republican Party has become a batshit cartoon show.
God, we're going to be brought down by a fucking podcast. Every gross white motherfucker on a planet that has a fucking podcast. And now we're going to be fucked with a fucking podcast.
Here's what you must have been talking about earlier when you mentioned Rick Wiles.
Yes.
Join us on Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus.
We play a lot of religious people being fuckwads.
I forgot what this is, but it's bad, right?
Well, prepare your ears.
Okay.
My spirit bears witness that this is a genuine plague that's coming upon the earth. And God is about to purge a lot of sin off this planet.
He's not referring to K-pop. He's referring to the coronavirus.
Oh, okay. He's going to purge sin?
There's nothing wrong with K-pop. I was just trying to think of a new popular music form.
I don't know.
And he took a cheap shot.
Right. Well, what he purge.
My spirit bears witness that this is a genuine plague that's coming upon the earth. And God is about to purge a lot of sin off this planet.
I mean,
old sick people, kids with compromised immune systems.
Purge.
Yeah. These are all the evil and sin is going to purge.
You know, it's the thing is, when you hear religious freaks start throwing around the term purge.
It'd be interesting if Rick Wiles got coronavirus.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
how's that purge coming?
Yeah, dickhead. I mean, a purge? You hear the word purge, you should get nervous. Generally, you don't want... I mean, and Rick Wiles has press credentials, right? True News has access to the White House, and they're throwing around the word purge.
Has been given.
That's access.
It's not like... God, you're too big. You're 220. You're 25 pounds, Shelby.
That is a lot of dog to fit on your lap. I mean...
Here's more.
Purge. Good God. I mean,
if you're living right for God, if the blood of Jesus Christ is on you, you have no reason to fear this death angel. But those of you who are opposing the Church of God, mocking God, attacking his servant.
We're so getting coroned.
Oh, suck Jesus.
Crab diving is going to so getting coroned if Rick Wiles is true.
Are we cursed? Are we fucking cursed, man?
God, mocking God, attacking his servants, you better wise up, because there's a death angel on the loose right
death
now.
Death angel, is that a scientific?
You're going to get an attitude adjustment.
Oh.
Is that a
scientific term? The death angel, is that the scientific term for
death
coronavirus?
Death angel.
Oh, that's a goth
Earth
band.
Angel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's very goth of you. Death angel. Let's fuck.
So there you go, Rick. Rick so Wiles, stupid. Y'all.
Such a stupid idiot. You stupid fucking idiot. You got press credentials, though. They went to Davos. These dumbasses went to Davos. The World Economic Forum, right? They went to Davos?
They were, yeah.
They were there.
The whole crew, Rick and Doc Burkhart and boy. The third asshole.
God, they must have, did they go crazy out there at Davos? Did they party? Well, they get high, they get fucked up, they get turnt. Were they lit?
We've been playing some clips from this other right-wing internet asshole personality, Chris McDonald.
Oh, yeah.
Frequently hosts
Fuck yeah.
The prestigious guest of Mark Taylor, the firefighter prophet.
Oh, God. The fireman prophet.
Claims he died and God sent him back.
Wow. God's like, I'm going to let you into heaven. No, 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 wait, fireman prophet. You're too important.
He also believes that the minions of Satan have weather control and have been slinging hurricanes and bad shit at the God-fearing, wonderful South.
You know, every time, whenever someone dies, there should be a postmortem. Literally, when you talk about the guy's life and what was good and what was bad, and then maybe how. I mean, since God did create all these fuckers, maybe God could listen to our criticisms. And, you know, Kobe Bryant just died, right?
Like customer service?
Yes. Hi, sure. Customer service. Kobe Bryant, a quote-unquote sports hero, died. But, God, I just want to address something. The next time you forge a sports hero from your Jesus-y, godly fucking loins, what about the whole rape, sexual assault thing? Can we not have that be part of it? Can you leave that part out, or could you intervene so it wouldn't happen?
Chris McDonald, right-wing nut job, also has a theory about the coronavirus.
Oh,
this is multi-layered.
Yeah,
the Chinese are a bunch of liars. You want to be honest with you? I mean, they're a bunch of liars, and I think that this whole thing is being basically promulgated, just like every other outbreak is, to get people to start taking vaccinations. And
oh God,
so
you dumb fuck.
Multi-layered. Not only he thinks that the coronavirus is fake.
It's promulgated.
It's a scam to get people to get vaccinated, which is the real evil.
God, you dickhead. Did he say it's been promulgated?
Promulgated.
What?
Promulgated?
It's been promulgated by the Chinese, the way every other virus is.
Bunch of liars, and I think that this whole thing is being basically promulgated, just like every other outbreak is, to get people to start taking vaccinations. And we'll see. I mean, that's all I can say is wait and see. You can't trust a thing the Chinese say to.
Boy, but you know, I will trust you though, right? That's what you want. You want me to trust the word of a fireman prophet?
Yes.
A fireman that sees into
former
the future.
Former fireman.
A former fireman that currently is a prophet that sees into the future. I need to believe you.
And who believes that the demon lord Baal was sending hurricanes, sent that hurricane at Georgia.
Oh, Baal did that.
Because they were mad that people were fighting their anti-abortion law.
See, now this is a problem. This is a criticism, guys. Now, I got to pray different gods to prevent hurricane damage or cancer.
Well, no, he's an enemy of God. There's only one God.
So wait,
you have to fight Baal.
So I need to pray to God to fight Baal for me. Dear Jesus, please fight Baal, because Baal's fucking me up. Is that what I do?
Well, right.
But I don't approach Baal. I can't do that.
Well, I don't know what Baal's vibe is. I don't know.
Can I talk to the guy?
I don't know.
Say, hey, listen, you gave me the cancer, or you took my house at the hurricane. Notre Dame didn't win. I lost a fuck ton of money. Can you help me out with this one thing? Is he reasonable like that?
I don't know. He's a prince of hell.
The Duke of Nothingness.
So there you go, Rick Wiles.
The big nothing.
The coronavirus is an end time plague.
Yes.
Sent by God.
Can Baal, who's stronger, Baal or the big nothing?
What's the big nothing?
You know what the big nothing is.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
Well, obviously, it's in my brain.
Well, but what's the movie where there's a dog that flies? It looks like
The Never Ending Story.
The Intern, Shelby. Oh, okay. Yes, that movie. The Big Nothing. Fucked everything up. Is Baal stronger than the Big Nothing?
I wouldn't think so.
The big nothing can fuck up bail?
I would think so.
Shit. Okay. The great nothing. I don't remember.
Yeah, the nothing.
The nothing?
Maybe. I don't remember the exact term. That was
like my spirit bear.
That's Rick Wiles.
This lunatic. My spirit bears witness.
Also in the news, everybody.
Yes.
I've got... well, this is a reminder that someone tweeted.
Crab diving reminder.
And there was... This is, I don't know, Joe Connison, editor-in-chief, National Memo.
Oh, yes. Oui, oui.
Tweeted, this was a few days ago.
Yes.
I guess he's been around a while. He says, on this historic day, I'm remembering my first story about Donald Trump from almost 40 years ago.
Okay.
And he shared the story from 40 years ago.
Oh, that's cool.
It's
a positive story.
The headline said,
yes.
Beware when three big fat men from Trump Organization knock on your door.
Damn. This sounds like a negative story, Pat.
Trump evicted an elderly lady who had suffered a stroke.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Great. Oh, and he sent thugs.
Yes.
He sent thugs down to harass a woman that had a stroke. An old lady, she had a stroke.
Trump's company, when he was 33, evicted a 74-year-old widow from her Queens apartment. The report from the May 5th, 1980 edition of The Voice, the Trump Organization sent, quote, three big fat men to Mary Filon's apartment to clear out her belongings and her bedridden body out of the building onto Barclay Avenue.
Oh, my God. She was in the bed, and they moved her out on the bed onto the fucking street.
She told this reporter, they said they'd come to put me on the street because I owed 4 months' rent. I don't owe back rent. The last thing I got from Trump was a bill for $10.20 about 2 weeks ago, and I sent that. They just want me out because they can get twice as much rent. She was under rent control.
Good God. She was under something that's supposed to protect her from this very thing happening. Oh, my God. Boy, that's horrible. Jeez.
Henchman of the city marshal proceeded to cart her belongings out to an idling truck. Taped to her door was an eviction notice from her landlords, the Trump Organization.
Good God.
They took her sofa, chairs, TV, jewelry, dishes, and silverware, leaving nothing but a hamper for her to sit on. The marshals and police tried to convince her to leave. She refused to go until a neighbor convinced her to stay in his apartment till she could get help.
Good God. She had a stroke.
So
like, if you think of that and then think of like what he said about Yovanovitch in this context, get rid of her. That's
three big fat men rang the bell. They pushed it open and walked in. They walked right in the kitchen, started pulling out drawers, turning them upside down into these big cartons. They said they'd come to put me on the street because I owed 4 months' rent. I don't owe that.
Good Lord.
They just want me out because they can get twice as much rent.
So they just took her. They just took her apartment from her. That seems illegal, doesn't it?
It says, the Trump Organization is one of the biggest landlords in the city, a dynasty passed from Father Fred to son Donald.
God.
He
doesn't have any compassion. Nobody would do this. In fact, you wouldn't want to do this.
A spokesman in their Manhattan office says, Trumps don't get involved in any of that. The management corporation handles that kind of thing. Oh. It's part of the company, but the Trumps don't get involved in individual cases.
But it is their company.
Well, right.
So that's a bullshit statement. That doesn't make any sense at all. And you know what happened? Trump was like, well, why don't we just get all these people on rent control out of these apartments? They're like, how do we do that?
You just go in there, you rip, you just put them on the street, send some thugs.
So that's all I have. I wonder whatever happened to with that case. But Trump, you know, I have no doubt that they just
settled it.
They lied.
Yes.
Said she owed rent.
This guy doesn't give a fuck about rules. He doesn't care about anything.
So there you go. I saw that. I thought that was interesting.
Yes. He's so bad at
This is who our president is.
Right, right.
Meanwhile, Obama was organizing the community to try to help poverty.
I mean, you know, right. Yes. God, guys, I mean, everything, what does that one guy say? Everything Trump touches turns to shit. Who says that?
Rick Wilson, Everything Trump Touches Dies. It's one of his books. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon to buy it, or crabdiving.com/Audible to join Audible.
I mean, everything.
Listen to it like I did.
Right.
Read by the author.
Oh, that's cool.
On Audible.
I mean, everything surrounding this guy is corrupt. You know, like he sends Rick Perry in his place to go see the inauguration. And then Rick Perry ends up.
Well, Rick didn't. I think Rick doesn't know what was going on. He wanted that gas deal.
Do you think he went over there with that intention, or he went over there and was like, look at this opportunity? Holy fuck.
No, he knew what was going on. Yeah.
Now, I mean, how is he able to do this gas deal at the same time? I mean, he does have. What does he do at the Department of Energy to run it? I mean, day to day, what does Rick Perry do?
I think he walks around a lot. I think he walks around a lot and says hi.
Let me ask
you. Our headliner, Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland. Good morning, Senator.
Morning.
Good morning, Ed and Sandra. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you.
Sorry.
Okay. Does he get like does he has a spreadsheet that he has to fill out every day to make sure everything works? Or
Rick Perry fills out a spreadsheet?
I don't know
you're
what
suggesting?
He does. What do these people do that are in charge of shit they know nothing about? What do they do? It's very disturbing.
I said they walk around and hi. Hey, what are you doing?
Like if Ben Carson.
What are you working on today?
If Rick Perry forgets to fill out a certain form, do our nukes not get certain maintenance?
No, I think they're probably still going to be okay.
Okay. That's good. Good. Okay. Thank you. I feel better about that now.
So, our commander in chief.
Yes.
Tweeted.
I mean, can you imagine saying, "Oh, who should be in charge of our nukes to making sure they're safe and all that other shit?" How far would Rick Perry be down on your list?
You know, right down there with Ben Carson.
Is that going to be on
Betsy
your list?
DeVos? Yeah. Crazy. Oh, wow. I missed this one. An hour ago.
Yes.
Hot off the president's McDonald's greased fingers.
Nine.
It's amazing what I've done. The most of any president in the first 3 years, by far, considering that for 3 years I've been under phony political investigations and the impeachment hoax, all caps. Keep America great! Exclamation point.
Is that catching on, CAGA? Because this is MAGA.
No, they don't like it. He even at the last hate rally,
yeah,
one of the brief moments I had tuned in, he was talking to the crowd saying, what do you think? You know, I started MAGA and it was great. It was perfect and everything. And now it's like, keep America great. Which do you like better? Do you like MAGA? Applaud. And they applauded. Ah, Negroes. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
N-word. And
yes, they're proud of that brand.
And then he said, you know, for CAG, keep America great. And it was like, yeah. So he's like, I don't know. I think you like the other one better. So maybe.
Right. And you spent all that time cultivating that brand, really digging out the racist and making them appreciate it. You're just going to throw that away?
Right before that, he tweeted, headed to New Jersey, big rally. In fact, really big rally.
Jeez.
They put forth their peace agreement. I'm not even really going to talk about it that much. Yes. It's ridiculous. All you have to know is that all the sane reports are saying that this peace deal that Jared apparently birthed.
Yes.
Is everything Israel wants and nothing. Because the Palestinians won't talk.
Yeah.
How can you have, here's our peace deal.
Right.
When you're not talking to one of the sides.
I mean, it's kind of insane, right?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Because the Palestinians were like, we're not talking to these people.
Yeah.
Once when Trump moved that embassy and all that shit, they're like, fuck it. We're not going to deal with these people.
Right.
Why should we trust the United States?
Yeah. And it's kind of crazy. It's like, we're not talking with you. You don't know anything about what we're doing, but I need you to sign this agreement.
So he tweeted that.
Yeah.
About the White House is pleased to share Trump's vision for a comprehensive peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians.
One being the least successful, one being the most successful. How would you rate Trump's Middle East policy, foreign policy?
Wait, what was the lowest one?
One.
Oh, okay. Is that as low as I can go?
I don't know. I mean, you know.
He's really tweeting the fuck out of all kinds of shit.
Yes.
Went after the Fed.
Yay.
7 hours ago. Fed should get smart and lower the rate.
Get smart, baby.
Smart. Well, this is a lie. 7 hours ago. Are you better off now than you were 3 years ago? Almost everyone say. Almost everyone say yes.
Everyone say yes.
Please clap.
Wait, why do you want? What do you want? What do you want from him? Everyone say yes.
No, this is my favorite.
Okay.
7 hours ago. He's really pissed. Because apparently Fox News had on where is this guy from? Senator from Maryland.
Right. Okay.
Chris Van Hollen.
Right. I never heard of this guy.
He's a senator.
Okay.
Democrat.
Right. Oh, that's nice.
He's on Fox News.
Oh, okay.
So Fox committed
Damn!
The unpardonable sin.
Oh, shit.
Of having on someone that isn't licking every crevice of Trump's ball sack.
Uh-oh, guys. We have an issue.
Really pathetic how Fox News is trying to be so politically correct.
Oh, my God.
By loading the airwaves with Democrats like Chris Van Hollen, the no-name senator from Maryland. He has been on forever, playing up the impeachment hoax. Dems won't even give Fox their low ratings debates. This is a two-tweeter.
Oh, shit. A two-twat.
Part two.
Right.
So, what the hell has happened to Fox News?
Damn!
Only I know! ! Chris Wallace and others should be on fake news CNN or MSDNC.
Oh, God, that's a good one. That's a good one, shitbag.
How's Shep Smith doing? Watch, this will be the beginning of the end for Fox, just like the other two, which are dying in the ratings. Not true.
Jesus.
Social
God.
Media is great.
Oh, yes.
Point.
Isn't it? Because your little friend Vlad with his little bots. I mean, you know, fuck him. I mean, God, imagine if you're Fox News listening to this, I'd be like, what more do you want me to do? What more do you want me to do? I got a morning show with Steve Doocy. Who else is on that? Steve Doocy.
Kilmeade.
Ainsley. All they do is suck his dick all morning, every morning. Sucky, sucky, sucky every morning. That's not good enough. And then Hannity and Laura Ingraham and fucking watch his face with the bow tie. They're all sucking his dick.
So yesterday, Trump tweeted, apparently the Daily Caller got a hold of a clip from CNN from Don Lemon's show, where is it Wajahat Ali? Is that the guy's name?
I don't know.
And Rick Wilson.
Yes.
Are on. Talking to Don Lemon.
Okay.
And they get a little carried away.
Right.
Making fun of Trump supporters.
Well,
I mean, I'm sorry, guys. You're a target. You're just fucking so ridiculous.
Outrage on the right. It's like another deplorable moment. They're like, this is, a Daily Caller said, America, this is what CNN thinks of you.
And obviously it's false. And look, he also knows deep in his heart that Donald Trump couldn't find Ukraine on a map if you had the letter U and a picture of an actual physical crane next to it. He knows that this is, you know, an administration defined by ignorance of the world.
Now, Don Lemon just put his head down on the desk. Right. He's laughing.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I mean, it's not, honestly, it's not hilarious, but it is funny.
That's
it's
Rick
funny.
Wilson. Yeah.
An administration defined by ignorance of the world. And so that's partly him playing to their base and playing to their audience. You know, the credulous boomer rube demo that backs up
the credulous boomer rube demo.
Bam, bam, bam.
Their base and playing to their audience. You know, the credulous boomer rube demo that backs Donald Trump, that wants to think that. That Donald Trump's a smart one, and there y'all elitists are dumb.
Donald Trump's a smart one, and y'all elitists are dumb, is what he said.
That Donald Trump's a smart one, and there y'all elitists are dumb.
you elitists with your geography and your math.
Now that's I think that's Wajahat. Yeah, I can't pronounce his name.
Apps and your spelling, even though my
math and your reading.
Yeah, you're reading, you know, your geography, knowing other countries, sipping your latte.
All those lines on the map.
Only them elitists know where Ukraine is.
Fuck you.
Sorry, I apologize.
Oh my god!
But you know what? But it was Rick's fault. I blame Rick.
Oh my god.
But you know, but in all honesty, but all,
blame
you know what
Rick.
NPR should
Why
do.
Why not? Sorry, hold on. Wait.
Can I tell
give
you
me a second? Hold on.
Anyway, then Don Lemon tries to get them back together, I mean, but Rick Wilson's like, blame Rick. Who cares?
So you know what, man? They're right. I mean, it is so ridiculous.
Donald Trump tweeted that clip. Now you heard what went on.
Yes.
Did you hear Don Lemon's voice at all there, except at the end when he's trying to get everyone to settle down?
I thought he made a laughing noise.
He was laughing and snorting.
A snorting noise.
Yeah, because he put his head down on the desk. He was laughing so hard.
I heard no words.
But it was mostly Rick Wilson.
Yes.
Donald Trump says, Don Lemon, dumbest man on television with terrible ratings. Exclamation point.
Dumbest man on television. Well, wait, now. I see
black
where you're...
Black gentleman.
You're playing the race card, Pat?
Yes.
Shelby, do you believe that? Oh, my God, you're playing the race card. You're saying that there could be racism at play here.
Yes.
Because Don Lemon wasn't the one saying anything.
Right. It was Rick Wilson.
Right.
And
Rick Wilson is a white guy.
Yes.
And Don Lemon is African American.
Sure.
You're saying that.
And I think that's Wajahat Ali, who is obviously a Middle Eastern descent.
Jeez.
And I think a Muslim.
Oh, okay.
So that he's there.
Oh.
To launch at.
Oh shit.
Rick Wilson is an apostate, a never Trumper. Has left the Republican Party, even.
I mean, they're having a good old time. They're just making fun of Trumpalos.
They're laughing their asses off at people that are willfully stupid
and
want to be stupid. They're not making fun of all Trump voters. They're making fun of the Trump voters that think he's smart.
Oh, yes. Yes! It's bananas.
I have no doubt he would not be able to point to Ukraine on a map. There's no doubt.
Nobody
whatsoever.
Right. And I do believe the journalist could. The journalist from NPR can find the fucking Ukraine on a fucking map.
The journalist with a degree in European studies.
And
there's news with that too, because did you see they've booted her from the pool?
Oh yeah, I did.
Pompeo booted her from the pool, and then I think the backup NPR reporter, last I saw it, like didn't get an invite or something.
No,
so it's
shit.
Like they're kicking NPR out of the pool. I don't know if that's the case.
Right. Well, that seems like
the case. I mean, if no one from NPR is allowed at any press briefings.
Well, and did you see Trump was at some dealio with Pompeo, and he made a crack about it and congratulated Trump on how he handled her.
Jesus.
How you handled her.
Right. Again, how you handled her. Him dragging the woman out of her fucking apartment. About Yovanovitch. Get her out of there. Go get her. Take care of her or whatever. This guy is a fucking gangster.
Yeah, I'm trying to find that.
How creepy.
Oh, wow. They actually had Napolitano on. There's been some criticism of Fox.
Oh.
Because their main chief legal analyst, former Judge Andrew Napolitano,
yes,
keeps speaking truth to them.
Oh, shit.
Things like, oh, there's a whole lot of evidence that this is impeachable and things that. And this is totally a crime.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that.
So they had him on, I guess again today.
Yes.
And the headline here, this is at Raw Story. Fox and Friends hosts.
Oh, shit.
Visibly deflated after Andrew Napolitano destroys their hope for a quick impeachment trial. When this shit about Bolton, this stuff about the Bolton book came out, I think it was yesterday, Kilmeade, the stories were out yesterday of Kilmeade saying, well, you know, there goes the hope of a quick trial.
Well, why think about it like that?
Because they know where it's going.
Yeah, but...
They know he's going to be exonerated.
Right, right.
Here, this is, I don't know who this is, Bobby Lewis.
Yes.
The guy who live tweets Fox and Friends, but is not president of the United States. Rapid response and research. Oh, Media Matters. This is a Media Matters dude.
Okay.
He tweeted, he live tweets Fox and Friends.
Damn.
Hold on, I'm going to follow him. On the Twitter.
Yes.
He's at, R-E-V-R-R Lewis.
Okay.
Like Reverend R.R. Lewis. Maybe that's
right.
You know. He tweeted
at Crab Diving.
Steve Ducey claims Bolton's testimony is protected by privilege, but Andrew Napolitano says that TV appearances or press conferences violate the privilege.
And his book. And his book.
But it would be perfectly lawful.
What is that? What do you mean lawful?
It's not against the law to break privilege, I guess.
Right. Well, there
I guess it's protocol, but there's no executive privilege law that I can that I know.
That is why Don McGahn not coming in, that's his own decision. It's not the White House saying he can't do it. That's Don McGahn's decision to you know, telling Congress to fuck off. Don McGahn could come talk to them, but because there's no executive privilege, right?
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
Well, right. And everything that his lawyers are saying is just such crap. Dershowitz just debasing himself going out there. With his ridiculous, utterly unfounded. And then they've got him. I think it was Chris Wallace. That's why they're all angry at Chris Wallace for a couple of reasons.
Yes.
He went after another Fox, I'm putting air quotes, reporter at a round table when she was saying some bullshit. And he said, he literally turned to her and said, you need to get your facts straight.
Oh, my God. I mean,
heresy on Fox.
Oh, absolutely.
Then he also, I guess,
you need to get your facts straight.
Yeah, he had an interview. Now I forgot where I was going with this Chris Wallace thing.
Right.
I'm scrolling through.
I mean, these guys, you know, again, it's like, why is Donald Trump coming down so hard on Fox News? I mean, don't these guys sit here and think, God, they Fox News has been incredibly pro-Trump. You could even say Fox News is part of the reason Trump got elected. And so, I mean, all of the reason Trump got elected, he just made a
significant part of the reason.
So, like, he doesn't see that Trump, that just goes away instantly. All of a sudden, you know, that's crazy.
I think it was Katie Pavlich is the one that, Chris Wallace said, get your facts straight.
Yeah. Right.
And she deserved it.
Yes.
But the Trumpers are all going after Chris Wallace now.
That is insane.
Here's one. Chris Wallace, you're a disgrace to the news industry. You owe Katie Pavlich an apology.
Oh, my God.
You lack professionalism. Showed what a political hack you are. Typical liberal. Chris Wallace. Liberal.
Good God. Chris Wallace is not a liberal. These guys, they say one thing against Donald Trump, and all of a sudden they're basket-weaving hippies. Chris Wallace is not a leftist like we are, okay?
Right. If you're not a goose-stepping Trump fascist, you're a communist lefty. Simply.
Oh, yeah.
You're an obvious cuck.
Right, right. Obvious. You're an obvious cuck. you got to be a sycophant. I mean, my God, it's Fox News, Donald Trump.
I don't know how long this is.
It's protected by privilege. It's, you know, and yesterday the president's defenders.
It's Ducey saying, yes. It's protected. Everything that John Bolton is saying is protected by privilege.
It's in a book that is coming out for all of us to read.
Yeah, it's not.
Right.
It's protected by privilege. It's, you know, and yesterday the president's defenders made it very clear. For decades, the courts have recognized the president has the authority to exert privilege over testimony from his closest aide.
Now, here's where they get sad faced, because Andrew Napolitano is going to put some truth on the Fox table.
Okay.
Closest aide.
If John came here, as he used to, and started spilling the beans, that would violate the privilege, but it would be perfectly lawful, and he'd be able to do it. If he did it in a press conference, it would be lawful, and he could do it. The question is, can he do it under oath in the well of the Senate? And that's where the authority is divided. As Senator Cornyn told you, he thinks the president would challenge it and it would go to a district court. I have a different view. I think the Chief Justice would order it, and if the Senate didn't overrule that ordering, John would have to testify, and no judge would take jurisdiction of the case after the Chief Justice had ordered it.
What if
I can't imagine that the Republicans would be that stupid to try to override John Roberts' ruling that you should allow him to testify. But they could.
What are these lunatics going to say to his argument? I mean,
that's it. That's where it cuts off, sadly. But you can see them. You can see their little sad faces. No. They're
Napolitano, Shatner, cornflakes guys.
I'm so sad.
They're very upset. They're upset, man. That listen, Napolitano, you got to be nicer to these idiots.
Yeah, lie to them.
Yeah, lie to them.
It's the way Fox rolls.
I mean, are you still a Republican? Aren't you going to lie?
So that's what's going on there.
Yay.
Fox, good. Yeah, Fox and Friends.
Fucking God.
Post visibly deflated, it says.
Yes. Gosh.
Sad. The more accounts are coming out of Mitch McConnell telling people he doesn't have the votes to block witnesses.
Damn. Shit, Mitch. So it's going to look even more bizarre when you guys just acquit him.
Well, now they got to make the decision on whether they allow it to become a total shit show circus and demand that the Bidens come in.
Don't you have to prove that?
I hope they do, because it will turn around and bite them in their saggy old white asses.
But dude, don't you have to prove that the witnesses you call for a trial are relevant?
Yeah, and if they're gonna go piecemeal on these witnesses, and vote each witness up or down, do we want to hear this witness? Then I don't see how they can justify bringing in Hunter Biden.
Because I don't think that they should play ball with that. Because if they don't have anything to do with it, why would they go? And if they go, all it could do is bad. I think it would be bad. I think what would happen is they testify and Fox News would just use clips that serve their purpose. I can't imagine it would be good. I don't know.
Rick Wilson, there's another headline. Rick Wilson buries Pam Bondi for her laughable and shallow impeachment defense.
No shit.
That was designed to dazzle Trump.
Damn. Fuck.
That's really who these speeches are for. It's not right. for anybody else.
For Donald.
The senators are all going to acquit him. We all know it.
Yeah. They're performing for Trump.
Yeah.
And the deplorables.
Conservatives are resorting to the get over it defense.
Oh, yeah.
After Bolton revelations make it impossible to conceal Trump's guilt.
If Bolton is called as a witness, will that be the highest rated part of this whole bullshit? Will it be him?
Ooh, I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yes.
Oh, God. Doug Collins is running for Senate in Georgia. Doug Collins, the lunatic head of the the committee, the Republican, who all he did was Yale up from Georgia the whole time.
Isn't he from where is he from? Is he from Dalton?
In Georgia? I don't know.
I'm thinking of another Republican. It could be. Bag. You know. Shit, he's running for Senate.
Yeah, Trump supporter Doug Collins is launching a campaign in Senate.
Yay.
To Senator Kelly Loeffler, setting up a bitter Republican showdown.
I think you meant biblical.
Pitting one of Trump's most vocal supporters.
Yes.
Against a wealthy former executive backed by Governor Brian Kemp. So,
shit.
Let's see.
Right. Now, Brian Kemp was the guy that ran against Stacey Abrams, and he stole the election from her. Is that correct?
I would say that's probably a decent categorization.
Well, I mean, there were some issues with the election, but he happened to be Secretary of
State. Well, good thing
he
was
right?
Secretary of State to keep an eye on all of the shenanigans that may have been going on.
God, wait. You sound very, what is the word? Cynical.
Sarcastic?
Yeah.
We got only a couple minutes left here, y'all.
Yes.
Yeah, the big headline over the Drudge now is McConnell doesn't have the votes.
Boo.
To block impeachment witnesses.
Sad. Damn,
so
Mitch,
that means
you fucked up.
Enough Republicans are showing vestigial spines, rudimentary spinage.
So all the good Mitch McConnell has done for Donald Trump, if you want to call it that, all the bullshit, all the evil, the blocking of the judges, the appointing of the shitheads, all the fucking shit Mitch McConnell's done for Donald Trump, now all that goes away. He's the guy that fucked up and allow these witnesses to be called because he couldn't get the fucking votes otherwise, right? So now he's in the shit house. Yeah.
Well, and what about these Republicans' heads who are going to be on pikes, apparently, if they...
Oh, shit, yes.
If they vote to hear witnesses.
You hear that, Mittens? Guys, get comfortable, intern.
Giant dog. Man. 24 pounds, everybody. Yes. Just to let you know.
Like a bowling ball.
That's a big bowling ball.
Yeah. Yep.
We will be back tomorrow, everybody. We do this every fucking weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're out on all the podcasting aplicaciones.
Oh, wee wee.
And thanks for helping us out.
Yes.
With buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Absolutely, Pat.
We all love you long time.
Right.
We're keeping an eye on an election today, yes. In fact.
Oh, shit.
In the sovereign, wonderful state of Texas.
Fuck you!
Which isn't, by a lot of standards, that big of a race. It's a district, a House district seat in Texas.
Yes.
It's not going to flip or anything. But, right. I mean, it's not going to flip the control of the House.
Right.
But a lot of people are keeping an eye on it as maybe a bellwether, a harbinger.
Yes.
Of things to come because it's a special election.
Right.
To see, and it's in a getting more purpley district.
They're progressing.
It's been red.
Yes.
More brown people are moving in.
Oh.
So apparently it's becoming less red.
Right.
In the election, I guess they had one of those jungle primaries or something.
Right.
The Democrat won 39% of the vote.
Damn.
Republican the Gates won 28.4%, and three other Republicans split the remainder of the vote.
Oh, shit. Damn.
I guess they would have had to break 50% to win outright. But because it was under 50%, then it's a runoff of the top two candidates.
Yes.
It's a rapidly diversifying suburb of Houston.
Oh, shit. So could Houston be purple in the not too distant future? I mean,
and because the legislature is off this year.
Okay.
Remember, Texas legislature doesn't work every year.
Wow. That's a great thing to be if you're going to.
Whoever wins will most likely not even cast a single vote before facing re-election in November because the legislature isn't meeting this year. So this is kind of symbolic.
Yeah. So you get a year off.
And even if the Democrat wins, then the Republicans are still up by 8 seats.
Oh, okay. But it's still good. I mean,
Demographic changes in the district, particularly in the Fort Bend County, they're saying, are part of a larger shift in suburbs around the state. Trends that could shift the electoral results in Democrats' favor in the next election.
Oh,
the Electoral College is at stake.
Oh, the Electoral College. That one, yes.
So
we've discussed that.
They could potentially win enough districts to take over the electoral vote.
Wow, that's good.
And Trump might not get the electoral vote of Texas.
Oh, shit.
Unlikely, but.
Right. You don't know. I mean, maybe. Jeez.
A Republican strategist said Fort Bend County is representative of what's happening in Texas at large. There's a lot of immigrants. Republicans want to hold this and need to hold this to say, look, we can stem the tide of the blue wave that everyone's talking about.
Oh, I see. I see. They need this so people don't abandon their party.
In 2016, it was a plus. This district was a plus 10 for Trump.
Yeah.
But in the Ted Cruz against Beto O'Rourke Senate race, they only chose Ted by 3.
That was before Beto said, we're coming for your motherfucking guns.
They say the fundamentals right now kind of favor the Republicans, but
yeah.
The greater Fort Bend area outside of that district, Hillary won by 7 points.
Okay.
And Beto beat Cruz by 12.
Damn.
In that county.
Oh, shit.
So it's just that one part of the district in that county, right, you know, that this is up for. So we're watching that to see what happens today. It could be very interesting if the Democrat wins. It's, you know, largely symbolic either way as far as actually voting. This person getting a chance to vote in the legislature. But it would be bad for the Republicans if the Democrat wins.
And I don't want to say this. I love that Beto said that. I do. I think that's great.
Damn right. We're coming to get your guns.
Yeah. Fuck it. Absolutely. Not politically smart, right?
Not from Texas.
No. I love it.
He was up in the Northwest. He might have gotten away with that a little better, but you're not going to have a great time in Texas.
And you know what, Beto? I am going to forget about the time you got on the table with your fucking shoes on because that was disgusting. But the gun.
Many times he got on the table. Oh, God,
so don't do that shit. That's so hacky. You're tall already, dickhead.
Let's see what's going on tomorrow, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We'll do it again, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're always on your favorite podcasting application and at crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some stand-up comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy, his Instagram, Rated R Comedy, or go to his website for his schedule, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vial on Twitter or Instagram at Vial Experience. Oh, so freaking Vial.
And order tickets on Eventbrite, right?
Absolutely.
Rated R Comedy on Eventbrite.
Oh, thank you.
Have a great evening, everybody. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Quit licking the microphone.
Mr. Speaker, I request permission to read the definition of sadism.
Please continue.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.